Welcome to Intrepid HR Radio, the voice of today's human resources professional, broadcasting live from Las Vegas and the 18th Annual HR Technology Conference and Exposition. Our Vegas coverage is made possible by Dovetail Software. Dovetail's Employment Engagement Suite is a SaaS-based human resource help desk and case management solution to manage and track real-time employee interactions with HR. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Ray Ansel.
All right, welcome back to Intrepid HR, broadcasting direct from Las Vegas. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Rayanne Thorne. Oh, my. This next conversation, I don't even know where it's going to go, but it's probably going to go somewhere good.
You're supposed to set the bar low.
Set the bar low.
Very excited about this next one.
You know, I met this guy, gosh, was it 6 years?
It's been a bit.
It's been a long, long time. We have some stories from that event. But Ryan, before we get to this exciting guest, a quick shout out to Dovetail Software.
Oh, yeah. So excited to be here with Dovetail, launching the first inaugural event for Intrepid HR. Dovetail, HR case management, HR help desk, tracking the life cycle of the employee from the time they join your organization until they leave, that real-time interaction that is so important when it comes to employee engagement.
Outstanding. Well, we are so grateful for their support of this new show. So, all right, the one, the only, Eric Weingartner, Senior Vice President.
That's the audience going
crazy. Travel with you guys everywhere.
We could be a roving band
Exactly.
All right, well, Senior Vice President, Client Adoption and Sales Enablement with Monster Worldwide. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get into our conversation, much to discuss with you, Eric, take a few quick seconds and tell us a bit about you and your background, and then give us that high-level view of Monster Worldwide.
I guess I've been in this business a while. Jeez.
Yep.
Don't want to think about it that way. But, you know, I'm a recruiter by DNA. You know, it's something that finds us. We don't sit there and tell our parents when we're growing up, you know, Mom and Dad, when I grow up, I'm going to be a recruiter.
Right.
But every single day of my professional career has been in the world of work through Fortune 500 recruiting, a little bit of agency before that, and then the last 11 years on the payroll with Monster in the vendor space. So, I mean, don't really have to intro Monster too much. That's a nice thing about that. But you know, the worldwide leader in successfully connecting people to job opportunities. I like that.
There you go.
Very well. Very well said.
Well done.
You know, I've been with the company now 11 years. Was a customer for 6 years before. So 17 of our 20 years I've been around. So I know where a few bodies are buried.
Yeah, there's a few out there. There are a few out there. What brings you here this year?
This is every year. This is a show you can't miss. If you're in the space or if you care about the space, you have to be at HR Tech, wherever it is. So when you look around on the floor, you see literally every competitor, and it's nice to actually see companies. You're like, who are they? Yeah. What do they do? It's getting exciting.
That is exciting.
Starting to see some of these folks really throwing all in to try to improve the world of work. So we're excited about that.
Well, why is that happening? I mean, I hear you say I'm a recruiter by DNA, and so there's probably a handful of those in this room right now, and this is in their blood, right? Yeah. My Mrs. Schnick is one of those types. I understand that personality. I understand that DNA. But there's a lot of people getting into this industry. I mean, the Startup Pavilion is something that's going to be really exciting to see what happens there. A lot of big entrepreneurial spirit here that's impacting the industry. I mean, it's exciting. Why is that all happening?
Well, you know, it really comes down to work matters. Right? Finding the right work, staying in it, understanding in this crazy day and age, it's a different world. It's a different landscape. The marketplace of work, whether you're trying to get into a company or stay in a company, it's powerful, right? And when companies understand that their people are their number one asset,
they need
to start investing. And I think now the landscape is such that money is being poured in. Companies that have massive reserves now are starting to say, let's throw a little bit into the overhead and let's buy different things. Let's buy the solve problems that have existed forever in new and innovative ways with our people at the center. So I think who wouldn't want to jump into that, right? If your people are your number one asset, we know they're also your number one liability, but let's talk about how we can be more efficient, get them excited about this. So I think the landscape is electric right now.
I think that you are one of the most respected minds in the industry. I remember sitting on a lawn in a John Sumser session.
Gosh, yeah.
And you started talking, and I had met you briefly probably the year before at the previous Recruit Fest, but at this particular Recruit Fest, I really got to know you and heard your voice, very impactful information that you shared. What is it that drives you to keep building that, to keep staying abreast of what's going on in our industry?
Well, I think any professional, always, you have to be a student of learning, right? The second you think you know everything that's out there, one of these companies pops up and you're like, what's going on?
Right.
But I also have three little girls that I think about all day long, and I think about what are the possibilities for them in work, and that motivates me. This isn't a world where I can say to them, oh, you could be a teacher, you could be a nurse, because that's what women role models did back then.
Right? Told, right.
Of course.
Right.
You know, I was like, no. You can do anything. You know, when you start to, if you have that driving you and you take that into the office every day, we're surrounded by amazing people no matter where we are. And when you start to look at companies don't do anything. Right. And you know that people at companies do everything.
They do everything.
So
that's right.
If you understand how to get after what motivates people and how you can leverage that and scale it with technology, but it's not about technology. I'm always like, people who really want to get into a great conversation with me about what technology can do, I'm like, how do people use it? How does it make them feel? What are they supposed to, what's the outcome supposed to be? So, you know, when we get into those kind of settings, when we're out on the lawn and we can talk about anything,
right,
then it usually goes into a vapor world around how do we help something so complex as human beings feel valued and feel that value exchange that comes from an employer recognizing that. We do great things when we feel like we have our employer's support. So we just got to take it to the vapor and then it all works out.
I like the vapor. Good.
You know, with all the Weingartner groupies that are around the studio right now, I mean, that's probably the hot trending topic in the industry at the moment.
Yeah, but, right now it's Weingartner. It's all Weingartner all the time.
Let's talk about some of the trends that we ought to be paying attention to. What do you expect will be the hot topics here at HR Tech? Is it employee engagement? Is it big data, mobile? What else?
Well, big data. Everything starts with big data from my perspective, right? I'm so tired of the mobile movement mean that we talk about it as
why
if it's...
Why are we still talking about
it? I mean, you know, look at us.
It's
they're
ridiculous.
Saying emerging, you know, or I'm a mobile recruiter. I'm like, what does that even mean? I'm a social recruiter. You know, I try to think at this show, this is a very grounding show for those of us in talent acquisition because we understand there's a whole world of HR that we're not a part of, quote unquote. When you start getting into the full life cycle, you know, you can say, does recruiting start at an open position? Does it start at a new hire? You know, does it start at an exit interview?
Right.
Or is it sort of continuous, right? And I think that as we explore more that it's the full life cycle, it helps me understand more about what the opportunities we have to work with other partners, to make sure that people inside of companies feel valued. But big data is so exciting when you start to look at the applications for it. We know teeny bits of pieces about so many things, right?
Right.
And tying that all together, certainly on the talent acquisition front, you know, with social profile aggregation, that is something that we're very excited about at Monster, and we spend a lot of time, you know, people who are socially active like the three of us, we leave little, you know, tidbits about ourselves and like bits and pieces here and there that, you know, in and of itself doesn't really tell you a lot. But if you, aggregate everything that Rayanne has left out there in the world or everything that Todd's done in the world, you start to get a very good picture of who that person is, incredibly powerful from a recruiting perspective. So I think big data is obviously, you know, anybody who's not, you know, who says big data and they're like, oh yeah, big data, it's a buzz phrase now, right?
Yeah.
You really start to figure out what you can do with that. That's our future. There's just no question about it, right? When you start getting into, you know, the other specific talent spaces, there's lots of underarching themes in there.
All right, Eric, Rayanne and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Dovetail Software is a proud certified partner with Workday.com, enterprise cloud applications for talent management today. We at Dovetail congratulate Workday and wish them happy 10th anniversary. Visit DovetailSoftware.com to learn more about our partnerships. And now, back to our host and Intrepid HR's live coverage from the HR Technology Conference and Exposition. Here is Todd and Rayanne.
All right, we're back with Eric Weingartner, Senior Vice President, Client Adoption and Sales Enablement with Monster Worldwide.
Eric, what responsibility does talent acquisition or recruiting technology play when it comes to employee engagement, employer branding? What kind of responsibility is there when it comes to somebody like Monster Worldwide?
Yeah, so I think, you know, you tie that employee engagement into recruiting. And a lot of times an amateur may say, well, it's not my employees that I'm actually looking at. I'm trying to get new people in. What we know is that the best way for you to consume a lot of information about your company is to follow them as if you're a candidate trying to get in. We do a really good job these days as organizations trying to say, this is who we are, this is our employer value proposition, and you're reminding your employees who are there all day long, oh yeah, it is awesome here, or here's the things that we do. But I think it's more important, this transparency movement that we have around this, right? Where it's not just the company, what they're saying, but then what other platforms are allowing current and past employees to really share about those companies. You know, just the brutal honesty.
It's the scary that comes part in, of it, well,
it's,
right?
It's scary if there's issues, right?
That's right.
But I think more and more and more, you know, we think about the reviewing lifestyle that we're in right now, right? Why wouldn't it apply to companies? And I think that part of that is to make sure that people who are looking for work are able to figure out if this is an organization where I actually want to spend 40 hours of my life, right? So I think that's the responsibility, is for organizations to be who they are truly, not who they want to be or aspire to be, so that other people can come into those that are right for them.
Good. And
well, another conversation we had earlier was this idea that someone gets an offer and then they get onboarded and then the organizational influences begins to move on. All right, next hire.
Yeah.
When there's so
not
much
my
more.
Problem anymore.
Exactly.
Right? Not
yeah.
my
That's problem. Exactly the yeah. other two. I mean, how do we break out of that?
Yeah, I think, you know, people work for people, not for companies, right? And I think that's a piece that we constantly have to remind ourselves. So it's, what is that individual leader's responsibility to the new person that's come in? And then if you understand the talent belongs to the company, not to you, and how are you fostering it, what is there, you have to have the right mindset from leadership, right, and from management. And then I think part of what's exciting for me is then tools.
Right.
Tools that remind you that there's things that you can do that are easy, right? Management's going through a tremendous shift right now in what, you know, and I wish your people could see my eye roll at this point.
I saw it. It was worthy.
The millennial conversation and how, yeah. you know, we want to manage millennials. I'm like, you better figure out how to manage them because they're the largest population of
right.
the workforce. But there's a lot of good dialogue going on around how millennials want immediate and constant feedback. They want, you know, to know their promotability. You know, what's the upward mobility for me? I'm like, that's something other people want too. This isn't just about millennials. So how do we actually provide some transparency into that? How do we provide tools for managers, reminders? Remember when it was just about service awards, right? You know, it's like, hey, you know, you've got a person's that's anniversary's coming up in 5 days. You might want to, you know, give them their watch or, you know what I mean? But
right.
if now it's warm out, you might want to have a conversation with them. You might want to handwrite them
a relationship
Goodness
with them.
Goodness gracious,
a
you might want to say good
note.
Morning.
Well, if we know that people work for people, mm-hmm. we also know that they leave people.
Absolutely.
Right? A big part of the attrition problem
Correct.
Within organizations is because of managers or because of how an employee felt they were treated. So what can we do differently about that when we think that technology either solves
yeah.
a problem or creates a problem?
Well, I think in this case, it highlights the problem, right? So I think when you look at the amount of work that employers are doing on culture, right, or they'll say, here's what it's like to work at this company. I'm like, that's what you think it's like to work at this company, but what team am I going to be on? Because there's cultures of teams, right? And there's
right.
not, when you look, Rayan, there's not a lot of sharing about what it's going to be like to work on this team. Right? I may be able to take 8 different accountants and put them on 8 different teams in 8 different divisions of my company. We don't spend our time worrying about where you're going to fit better. We're like, oh, you're an accountant. I have an opening. You're going to go here. Right? So I think that whole idea of, oh, well, what kind of people do you like to work with?
Yeah.
That stuff really doesn't enter into the conversation a lot of times.
No.
Once I'm on the payroll, then it's easier for us to figure out, okay, we know not a lot about you, and you're not going to fit with this person as well. And we can already see that. Right? We can see the there's interpersonal issues there. How about we move you over here to this division? That stuff's unheard of.
Right.
But why? Right? And when you start layering on, this is where big data comes into selection or into mobility, right? You know, there should be technology that helps identify all of those pieces. But remember, it's about the data points that are coming in. Sometimes we don't ask the right questions.
Right now, we're
the
just
most
tracking
important.
If they've updated their LinkedIn profile lately. This is the big key that, oh, there might be trouble in paradise, right?
Well, trouble in paradise, and then what they want to do is, let me take all of your contacts now so
That's
that I
right.
can backfill you quickly.
That's right.
Well, I'm just thinking about your comment about all the hard work on the front end of finding that right team cultural fit
yeah.
is a lot of work on the front end. Makes that job sure. recruiting harder, but boy, the long-term payoff
totally.
is game-changing.
And you know that another interesting part about the shift here is that I think we're starting to see that people do want to stay longer. They want to create relationships. And if you do that,
stability.
Correct. This whole, you know, we've had the free agent nation conversation. We've had all of that.
Right.
But I think a renaissance of big company is the timing's right for this. People are looking for different reasons that they work and line that stuff up. So to me, it's understanding what are the individual motivations of that that one employee. What are their desire? What's their desire? What's their intent? Where do they want to go? How do they want to move things around? And I think as we start to figure out, okay, if we ask those questions, what do we do with that data? How do we bring that in? Because it shouldn't actually be circa 1986 job description driven, right?
Right.
It should be, what is the overall body of work that needs to get done and who wants to do it? Right. If you line the work up with desire to do it, magic things happen. Right. And it shouldn't be all other duties is assigned or this is your 17th responsibility. Right. So that doesn't fit in our current thought process around role, level, who's in it, how do we compensate them, et cetera. You know, that those old
gaps,
school laws.
How do we fill them?
Exactly right.
Right.
I mean, you know, and now when we talk about competency based hiring or competency based leadership, you're like, whoa, that's going to break a few things. And it is.
It does.
It does, right?
It does. So, 18th annual HR Technology Conference. How many have you been to?
I think this is my 13th.
Wow.
I think you're probably going to win the award.
Almost positive.
For...
But you know what? We may have to get Steve to run a report of,
okay.
You know, I've been Weingartner the entire time, so we can run an attendance report on that. But this is a not miss conference, right? I think when you look at this, you know, certainly for the vendor space, you know, we don't miss these events because we want to make sure that we understand what's going on, get the pulse. So I would say it probably is 13.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Is there a contest?
No, but there will be now. Be. Now there's going to be.
We'll make one up. Eric, I'm quite sure our audience knows how the heck to get in touch with you, but just in case, how can they contact you with questions and where can they learn more about Monster Worldwide?
Now, this is going to sound crazy, but you know, remember when I would give you my email?
Yeah.
Right now it's sort of, if you can find it, you can have it. But the easiest way to catch where you know I'll get you is through Twitter, which I think is how you
got me. That's how I got you.
at EWMonster is my handle. So that's the easiest way to get me. And usually just tweeting at me with the public shame of the fact that I haven't responded usually works out pretty well.
I don't have to do that yet.
I don't know. You would,
I
have to do that because you can get me on Facebook too.
I can.
Do not Facebook me. I can tell you that much.
Yeah,
you don't know me
to.
Like that.
You have to do that.
I rank very low in that
That's
list.
That's not true. That's not true
all
at all.
All right.
So you're like Stephanie got me.
See,
I usually go through her. That's how that connection's made. So that's my agent. All right. Eric Weingartner, Senior Vice President, Client Adoption and Sales Enablement with Monster Worldwide. Eric, sir, as always, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for the time. All right. It's all the time we have for now. On behalf of Ray Ann Thorne, our sponsor, Dovetail Software, and all who make this show possible, I'm Todd Schnick, Intrepid HR's coverage from HR Tech. We'll be right back.